I'm a huge fan of musicals, especially the musical Rent. With that in mind, enjoy the following song. Here we go. $8,333. That's how much you need to make each month of the year. In ebooks, affiliates, webinars, course sales, coaching, and side hustles too. That's how you start making 100 grand a year in money too. Okay, I am not a singer. That is not my gift. I have a lot of gifts. Singing is not one of them, but I'm pretty sure that you're never going to forget the intro to this podcast episode. In all seriousness though, have you ever wondered what it would take to grow your income, to grow it significantly, and what it would take to grow your income to 100 grand a year? Or maybe you're just hoping to grow it beyond what you're making now. With that in mind, I want you to listen to the following episode. You can go to the show notes at michelleismoneyhungry.com/make more money. Again, the show notes are at michelleismoneyhungry.com/make more money. You can also grab the Income Growth Builder Toolkit today. You'll find that toolkit in the show notes as well. So it's officially the second week of January, and it's now time to get down to business. I don't know about you, but I'm really focused on making a minimum of $100,000 in 2020. With that in mind, I thought that now would be the perfect time to talk about growing your income too. I want you guys to come with me and experiencing significant income growth. But before we can really make that happen, there are some steps that need to be taken. Now, if you're thinking, Michelle, there's no way I can make $100,000 this year. It's already January. I know how much I'm making this month. It's just not going to happen. I get it. Instead, I want you to think about the following conversation this way. What if the actions you begin taking now will eventually earn you more? Wouldn't it be worth it? Like, wouldn't it be worth it in 6 months to be earning more? It would be better than earning the same, right? So the idea would be if you're making $49,000, maybe by the end of the year, you're making $55,000. If you're making $5,000, maybe by the end of the year, you're making $65,000. Maybe by the end of the year, you're killing it and you go from $50,000 to $100,000. Who knows? But the first step is to decide. So if you start making $8,333 from July on, that's still $49,000 in income from July to December. That's pretty significant. Before you can do that though, you need to do a couple of things. Now, the first thing is why $8,333? That's actually the amount that you need to earn each month in order to make $100,000 for the year. So that's the basic breakdown. But before you can even get started, you're going to have to focus on mindset. And mindset, in my opinion, is the hardest area of focus. If you don't believe that you can, you will believe what you believe. Like basically, your belief will drive your actions. That is why believing that you can is so important. Having money manifestos, having a money mantra, having a thing that you tell yourself every day, day in and day out, that you can do, because that helps to program you into a belief system that will circumvent any other person's beliefs about what you can and cannot do. So you know how like out in the world, you'll hear messaging that it's not possible, you can't do this, you're dreaming too big. Having a money manifesto or a money mantra, something that you're just telling yourself quietly every day, you can speak it out loud, you can look in the mirror and tell yourself these things, that helps to rewire your brain. And as a person who had a lot of very deep-seated ideas about what I could do with my money, it has taken a lot of work, a lot of mindset work to get me to believe that not only that I could make more, but that I deserved to make more. And I think that that's a key point of focus as well, that you deserve more, that it's not a dirty thing to want to make more money. When I rebranded my website to Michelle is Money Hungry, I knew that that would be triggering for some people because they might decide that Michelle is Money Hungry means that I'm greedy. And I changed the website to Michelle is Money Hungry to help assert to myself that it is 100% okay to want to earn more money so that I can help family, so I can help myself out, so I can pay off my debt, so I can have foster kids if I want, so I can have the wedding that I want, so I can have a bling bling ring that I want, so that I can have the ability to pay off lunches for children whose families can't afford to do so. So I had to change my mindset about what money is, what the role of money is in my life, and that there is a power in doing certain things with money, and that it's just a tool. But if you have the kind of deep-seated negative mindsets around money that I had, so I had the idea that money was hard, like making money was really hard, that it would be difficult to find side hustles, that it would be difficult to find freelance writing, that it would be difficult to sell courses. And I had to really, like, day in and day out, reprogram myself. There is a reason why I still talk about personal finance. I am mission driven to talk about it because I have observed the difficulties that I've had with my own personal finance journey. So you have to focus on your mindset, especially if you're an entrepreneur as well. If you're lacking the belief that you can make more money, that will actually affect your pricing, your sales, the emotion and language that you use about what you're trying to sell. I was on Twitter last night. I saw the most heartbreaking, I guess it was like a TikTok video that they had uploaded to Twitter. And basically there was this woman, a Black woman, who was just devastated. She was in tears because she'd run a holiday sale on a product where she'd kind of gotten like bullied into lowering her prices even more than what she'd initially done. And what happened was that she was overrun with thousands and thousands of dollars of orders that she couldn't fulfill. Like, she could only do things so quickly. And so she started just returning all the money. And it was a very interesting thing to observe. One, it was just sad. She didn't deserve that treatment. But I thought about this later and I was like, she didn't believe that her products were worth the prices that she'd set them at. And so it was easy for people to guilt her into lowering her prices. I don't have that problem. I'm like, I'm worth what you're paying. Okay. But because she's probably not working on money mindset, things like that can happen in the entrepreneurial world. If you have a product that you believe in and you've worked the numbers, like in terms of what you have to pay in taxes, what it costs to produce the good, that kind of thing, and you put it on sale, do not waver from that, because you're probably selling to the wrong people if they're bitching at you about the price. I'm just going to throw it out there. The next step you're going to take is you're going to work the numbers. How much do you need to earn hourly, daily, weekly, monthly in order to get to whatever number you've set for yourself? So maybe it's not $100,000. Maybe you're like, okay, I'm making $49,000 so far this year. Like, this is what I typically make. I would like to make $55,000. I like 60,000 better. That's a better number. So you're like, I'd like to make $60,000. So you would need to sit down and crunch the numbers. Like, how much would you need to make hourly on average to get to $60,000? How much do you need to make daily to get to $60,000? How much do you need to make weekly, monthly, so on and so forth, in order to hit $60,000? Once you hit the numbers, then you have targets that you can work towards. It's much easier to work towards your goals because you know what you need to be doing. So I have friends who are like, who are making very good money now. And one of the things that they did was they were like, I have to make, a lot of them set the goal of $275 a day. So they were like, I have to make $275 a day, every day, day in and day out. What do I need to do? And then they slowly worked through a process in order to get to that number. How did they do that? Well, they set up systems, and those systems that they set up were simple. And I would say to you that you should also focus on simplicity as well. So focus on creating one sustainable action that you can repeat daily. So send one kick-ass pitch a day for freelance writing, just one. And in fact, when I am pitching for freelance writing, I typically don't pitch that often, and I have a very high percentage of yeses. And my theory is, because I'm not just pitching like a billion different people, I'm picking better companies to pitch to that pay more, that are responsive. But the pitch itself, like what I'm doing to get would-be editors to say yes to what I proposed, like what I pitched to them, it's effective because I'm only focusing on that one thing that day. The other thing, a lot of people, especially if you're a business owner, share an opt-in every time you share your business. You must be sharing opt-ins to grow your email list. Your email list is so effective for selling your goods and services and creating an ongoing relationship between you and your customers. In fact, what I would say is a lot of people won't even notice that you're doing this if you haven't done it before. So moving forward in 2020, the only action that I'm asking people to do is to opt in to my list. In fact, even in this podcast episode, I referenced my show notes, but I also referenced the Income Growth Builder Toolkit as well, which is part of the show notes. So in my business, my only thing that I want people to do is to get on my list. And it's a win-win, because if you are opting into my list, you probably have a question that's been answered by the resource that I've shared. And so it saves me time because I can serve people. And then on the back end, I can also grow sales. So it's like a win-win-win. And so in anything that I do, whether it's a blog post, whether it's a podcast show that I've recorded for Michelle is Money Hungry, whether it is me being a guest on someone else's show, and I provide a resource there, the only thing that I'm doing this year is getting people onto my list. It's easier for me. It's an easier action for me to sustain, because I just have to focus on one thing. And you might be like, well, Michelle, like I have all these other things that I want people to engage with. Well, in the sequence for whichever opt-ins you're sharing, so say for example, in my Income Growth Toolkit, I might also reference the fact that I have a closed Facebook group and that I have courses, that kind of thing. And it's not like a heavy hitting, like, boom, boom, I have this stuff. It's just, hey, by the way, I have these two things going on, and keep on moving. And so that way, those are warm leads versus doing a lot of cold leads. And that actually helps to convert to sales as well, because they're warm leads. They want it to be there. So really focus on how you're getting people connected with you as an entrepreneur. If you're an entrepreneur, you're kind of doing that hybrid thing where you're still side hustling, that kind of thing, and you're still growing your business. It could be that you're pitching for one side hustle a day in addition to pitching one freelance post. Or if you're in a 9-to-5 and you're like, you know what, they are not paying me the money I know I should be making, you pitch once a day for a new job. Don't go crazy and think, you know what, I need to pitch like 75 jobs this week. It never works out. It's always a disaster. It's very, and I think it's emotionally exhausting to do that too. Just sit down, do one pitch, do a amazing, amazing job with it, and send it out. Set up Excel spreadsheets for these kinds of things. And the cool thing is, if you are trying to do all of this, so maybe you're trying to get a side hustle, freelancing and a new job, that's only three things that you had to do today in 8 hours. That is manageable. But when you're trying to do like 30 pitches in a week, that's not manageable. Like sooner or later, you stop sustaining that. So that's something to consider. So once you've set up your systems, focus on what's worked for you in the past and duplicate the process or focus on the area where you were able to grow your income quickly before. It could be that in your job, they provide overtime. Focus on that. Maybe there's a side hustle like, I think it's called Postmates, because I don't order food from outside the house. Anyway, if you're focused on food delivery, which can be very lucrative. I've met a lot of people who make a lot of money doing food delivery. And if you know that that works and you know that the Super Bowl is coming up, that's surge pricing, or that's just a lot of people potentially wanting to order out versus having people bring food for potlucks. So look at when people are ordering more and be available then versus just being available all the time. Diversify your income streams. So most jobs will cap your earnings, or they might not have the opportunity to earn overtime or to pick up additional paid hours, especially if you're salaried. Start a side business that enables you to grow your skills and income. And I would strongly suggest focusing on businesses that are digitally based and have very low carrying costs. Here's my personal example. So in my business, I have romance books, I have courses, I have affiliates, sponsored content, webinars, nonfiction books, freelance writing and coaching currently, as well as events. Those are the ways that I make money. What I love about all of those ways of making money is the following. They're all digital. And some of these different products are housed in the same system. So I'm not paying multiple times in order to facilitate a thing. So that's something to really consider, is how much does it cost to run your actual business? And I'm not even talking about what you're paying yourself, like just the actual mechanics behind running your business. So that's why so many people love online businesses, because they're very, very inexpensive to run, especially in the beginning. Have minimum earnings goals for each income stream. I have a minimum amount that I'm focusing on earning for each income stream each month. These minimums really help to keep me focused, and they help me to take sustainable action again with the one formula. I'm going to call it the one formula. Just one thing a day, and just keep it up. And over time, those actions build up, kind of like planting seeds. And when you think about it, if you say you pitch 90% of the year, one pitch a day or every other day, that's well over 300 pitches. That's a pretty good number of pitches to send out into the world. Marketing. So there are a couple of aspects to this. For 9-to-5 people, it may be that you need to quietly, you got to be careful because people are weird. You may need to quietly begin reaching out to companies to see if they're hiring. Luckily, a lot of times you can just go on their website to check this. If you know people in those companies that are really good friends who can advocate for you and get you in, let them know that you're looking to move. If you're running your own business, get on podcasts as a guest. Get people on your email list. Understand that people are not keeping track of what you are doing. What I mean is, a lot of times I'll hear that people are nervous to email their list or to even grow an email list. And I'm gonna be honest, like, I get emails from people that I ignore all the time, but I'm still on their list. And then sometimes I focus on the emails that they send me. It just depends on what's going on. And I stay on those lists because they provide value. So they might share links to my favorite person's podcast. They might share a cool toolkit. They might share different things that provide value to me that I perceive are valuable to me. I stay on the list. So you'd be surprised about how long people will stay on an email list. And a lot of times most people will purge at the end of the year. So maybe you have people on your list and they're not doing what you need them to do. Remove them from your list and add someone else. Focus on your email list. It's not a big deal. People can't keep track of everything because life is so busy. So don't worry that you're annoying people. Like, everything's annoying us, so it's not a big deal. Be kind to yourself, because this process will take time. That's the whole reason why I'm sharing this episode today. And it will take time to do the following, which is build momentum, which is the key. for all of this momentum. And I think that most people just have to be aware of that. Like, it's not going to be overnight. It takes time. And finally, a closed mouth doesn't get fed. If you don't open your mouth, people don't know what you need. If you don't open your mouth, people don't know what you need. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure to like and subscribe the show. If this is something that you're working on, growing your income, which is actually my mission for 2020, is to help listeners and the people who end up in my space earn more, please let me know. Let me know how things are going. I would love to hear about it. Don't forget to go to the show notes, which is michellesmoneyhungry.com/make more money. Have a great day. Bye.